And now, Bookmarks, writers on books they love.
I'm Brendan Kerner, the author of The Skies Belong to Us. And the book I'd love to recommend is Yukio Mishima's Confessions of a Mask. It's a classic of modern Japanese literature. And it's really not the kind of thing I typically read, to be honest with you. I usually am attracted to grand, meaty narratives that span continents or span vast amounts of time. And there's lots of action happening. And there's very little that happens. It's really just a coming-of-age novel about a Japanese boy during World War II. But it's a beautiful book. It's really so keenly observed, and it's really heartbreaking. It's really about alienation. The boy in this book realizes at a very young age that he's gay, and he's in a society where that's just something that's not talked about at all, and he really feels like he's the only boy in the world, and certainly in Japan, who feels this way. And it's a very formal, structured society and very militarized at this point. And he has to develop a way to operate in society, knowing these things are inside of him. And it's really a series of observations and moments that are written in this extremely well-observed, almost minimalist style, but so deeply felt. It really made an impact on me. And I really think of it in some ways as a companion piece to The Catcher in the Rye, another classic coming-of-age novel that made a huge impact on me as a teenager. But it's different in that, you know, Holden Caulfield railing against the phonies is a little different. It's a little more narcissistic. I think that in Confessions of a Mask, Mishima's main character is really talking less about himself and more about Japanese society, and specifically in this time and place where everything's falling apart, the old ways. The country's under siege from American bombers. There's a lot of scenes set talking about these bombing runs that are kind of tearing at the heart of the country. And I think that you've got this boy who's adrift because of his personal identity, and also adrift because he's seeing everything he's ever known. His whole country is falling apart, and he's trying desperately to fit in. So just a really tender snapshot of young alienation. And I always keep on going back to it when I really want to think about the interior lives of people I write about. I obviously write nonfiction, and so it's a different approach I have to take because I'm dealing with people that I talk to and know in a different way. But I think the way Mishima approaches inner conflict is just so perfect and on the nose and just really beautiful, even though at the same time it can be really gloomy and dispiriting. It's a book I know that I'll keep going back to and rereading for the rest of my life.
Brendan Kerner recommends Confessions of a Mask by Yukio Mishima. You can find more bookmarks plus an interview with Kerner on our website. That's ttbook.org.